The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday. That's right, it's Friday. Open Phone Friday, by the way. And it is already the 2nd of December, 22 days or 3 days, shopping till Christmas. And I vote for cancellation of Christmas this year. But that's just my opinion. At any rate, well, the Donald is doing some things. Let's start off with the Donald. Some positive news on this Friday evening. A new era of peace. Trump vows to stop U.S. toppling of regimes during the first stop of the thank you tour. And let me just say personally, Mr. Trump, thank you. No wonder the neocons are sweating Donald Trump. Yeah, we stopped toppling regimes? Whoa. You know, there's a lot of long-term contracts. It just isn't making airplanes and munitions for war. It's not just that. It's the ongoing, how should we put it, the rotation of the stock that the government necessarily has to have in order to continue its perpetual war for perpetual instability and non-peace. Donald Trump promised a new era of peace during the first stop of his thank you tour in Cincinnati, vowing that the U.S. will stop trying to overthrow world governments and will cooperate with countries fighting terrorism. Now, I've got to stop and digress at this point. Good move, Mr. Trump, because this whole terrorism thing, which has been exacerbated and used as a tool for the New World Order and its member countries to turn their countries into virtual police states. Yeah, we got that. And this is what the fake news has been telling you all along. The president-elect also promised to cooperate with any country interested in destroying Islamic State. Formerly ISIS, ISIL, and now it's just what it is. The whatever the hell the Islamic State now. We're just going to shorten that. It was funny the Mossad coming up. I mean, they do have a sense of humor, albeit warped and totally out of place. The Israeli Secret Intelligence Service? You got to come up with a name. You're going to use that? And they think we don't check archives. We went back many years and went to, I forget what program it was, but there was a diplomat or some official, excuse me for getting the finer details here, it's been a while, but the question was that when you want to address the Israeli government, how do you caption, what's the introduction to use in the letter? You know, and they came back with, if specifically you want to talk to the Mossad, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And it's like, hey, guys, you don't think we notice little things like that? Hell, I even noticed years ago when that South Korea company came out, Kia. Well, wasn't it odd to you when you first saw those cars and first when you got stopped behind a stop sign or a stoplight, you're staring at the back of a car that says Kia or KIA. KIA to us folks is killed in action. And I thought, well, that's an odd thing to call a car, but hey, what's in a name, you know? Trump goes on to say, we will partner with every nation that is willing to join us in an effort to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism. Well, the first stop, he just did it. Stop toppling regimes. You know, you're told in the media, and they'll sometimes condescend to, God, that terrible term, you know, the world's policeman. Well, excuse us, who gave us the power or the keys to that little kingdom? Well, we gave it to ourselves. And without officially declaring war on anything or anybody since World War II, we found this neat, easy way to, well, keep the stock rotating, as I said, spend a crap load of money being in countries that, well, we don't really need to be in because, well, we're not in the middle of World War III, are we? World War II, well, we had, after that, we brought up NATO because the communists were such a threat. Well, they finally figured out and the purse strings dried up. You know, there wasn't, old Mother Hubbard didn't have any more money in that cupboard. So communism died its natural death. So now Russia is an open, free economy. They're doing okay, a hell of a lot better than us, apparently. And apparently they're more free in Russia than we are here in the United States. And I'm still a little bit confused about this because we set up NATO to be a stopgap against the communist, but the old rusty Iron Curtain fell, and we still got NATO, and we're on the hook for paying it. Donald Trump brought up a good point about that. Why are we paying for this? If we're not going to disband it, at least these people are going to pay their quote-unquote fair share. But again, where is the threat? Where is the threat to still have U.S. troops stationed in Japan, in Germany, all over the world? Where is the threat? Supposedly we got advanced forces out there and against a threat that we haven't yet created? I guess that's the only summation I can make. Trump went on to say we will destroy ISIS at the same time, pursue a new foreign policy that finally learns from the mistakes of the past. Can we have a glory hallelujah going on here? We will stop looking to topple regimes and overthrow government, folks. Wow. Wow. You mean we're honestly going to stop meddling in other countries' affairs, sovereign states where we have no business being in the first place, killing a lot of people that never was a threat to us to begin with, where we're going to actually, can I have a glory hallelujah going on there? Our goal, he says, is stability, not chaos, because we want to rebuild our country. It's time. He vowed to rebuild the country's depleted military, and went on to repeat many of the other campaign vows, including a promise to construct a great wall at the border with Mexico. Now, I got to stop and digress again, because I've had some pretty good experience talking with individuals, such as Ron Paul. Ron Paul, during his last presidential campaign, he was accused of weakening the military. Oh, you just want to weaken the military. Well, no, that's not what he wanted to do. What he wanted to do was shut down all the overseas bases, stop spending that money abroad, which in a way was supporting other countries' economies. But he said, you know, there's going to be money for our little battleships and our tanks and our planes and all that stuff, and munitions of war and, you know, all the stuff that goes with that peaceful little organization, or at least the mindset. And he says, you know, just start shutting down the bases, bring the troops home, and you'd be amazed at how much money that you have when you need to modernize, when you need a new piece of equipment. And it's, just think of the military folks nowadays, and they never tell you this, but ask any frontline soldier, some of the crap that we're using, some of the stuff that this government has contracted with, oh, God, it's horrible. Waste of money. Waste, waste, waste, waste. Everywhere you look is waste and deterioration. Just look at today's military, all branches of service, kind of like being the infrastructure in this country. It's somehow still serviceable, but it can blow apart at any second. So Trump wants to modernize the military. And I suspect one of the ways he's going to do it, I think we're going to eventually get around to shutting down NATO. And it should have been shut down a long time ago. Because this is one of the tools that we're using for the bully boy pulpit. Oh, well, an attack on any one of our friends, any member of NATO, is like an attack on the United States. Since when? Since when? How is your national security, how are your shores, how are your people, how is your infrastructure put in danger by somebody roughing somebody else up that we know someplace on the planet? When it's of no strategic value, we're not dependent on them for uranium number 5, some obscure little mineral that we get from someplace on this planet, in this obscure little country tucked in a corner of the world someplace. You've been sold a bill of goods. What Donald Trump is actually talking about, detente, talking to people. Hillary and across the aisle and her neocon buddies, hey, economy sucks. People are starting to doubt the infrastructure of the government. Well, here's a good way to whip them back together. Just let's have a war. Yeah, let's go to war with Russia. Now, there's a fine idea. Let's go to war with Russia. Now, folks, I've noticed something over the years. That we keep going to war, unofficially, of course, not declared through Congress, which is still illegal, and the Hague criminal court thing's got something to say about that. There are rules to war. Yes, yes, there are guidelines to arming up and killing each other on this planet. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, he wants to shut down. First he said he wanted to shut down NATO. And then he said, modified, well, he wants them to pay for their fair share. And this does not take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you want real homeland, and I'll dare use the term, homeland security, why don't you stop poking a sharp stick in the caged tiger's eyes? Just by chance that cage gets opened or somehow you find yourself on the other side of that locked door and you've now become lunch or intended lunch. You're disliked for some reason and somebody wants to kill you. So why are we, we don't have to be friends with everybody on the planet, but can we at least stop making enemies by unnecessarily, illegally, immorally, unethically, unconstitutionally, give it a name, I don't care, put it in whatever pigeonhole makes you feel better, that we stop screwing with people? Just because you don't engage with a country doesn't necessarily make them your enemy. Or you don't have to kiss their national butts in public. You don't have to do that for them to be friends. They can be, neutral. How's that? Neither hot nor cold. Their feelings about the United States, good or bad. Maybe down the road there's something that they can do that they can join in, make a few bucks. Hey, what a good idea. Our goal is stability, not chaos, because we want to rebuild our country. Yeah, it's about time. He vowed to rebuild the country's depleted military and went on to repeat many of the other campaign vows, including a promise to construct a great wall at the border. Trump once again spoke of the mission to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. He called for affordable childcare and help for female entrepreneurs, as well as for investment in federal resources of law enforcement across the country. I might have a little problem with that one, but we will continue. What we've created is a movement, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, understand, Donald, there's people that listen to this network in world affairs and knowing what's what and who's really pulling the strings and what's real and what isn't. There are listeners to this network that know more about that than what you do. In your ripe old age of 69, being a successful construction billionaire slash whatever. That is true. And I was serious. When he takes office on January 20th, I'm going to be his best cheerleader or his harshest critic. When he's wrong, I'm going to call him he's wrong. When he's right, I'll call him when he's right. Based on what? My opinion? Let me see where you chart on my likability factor page? No. Based on Constitution, based on his actions and the results that come back. Based on that. Not of my hate of Hillary Clinton. I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I really don't. Any more than I hated Bill Clinton, any more than I hate George Bush or his daddy or any other clown that sat in the White House and pretended to be president. Hate is a very bad thing. It detracts. It clouds thinking. It dulls your perceptions. Take the emotion out of it. Just look at it for what it is. So if you have that attitude, where's the hate come from? We need to stop clouding our judgments and just basically look at things for the way they are. Take the Occam razor approach. Simplest explanation, generally the best, generally the right one. The president-elect has slowly been rolling out his cabinet picks, with Mathias becoming the eighth person to be confirmed. And Marine General James Mathias is his choice for the Secretary of Defense. Now, he's being quoted in the press as being like George Patton. Well, depending on the environment and the position that we're in, that could be a bad thing or a good thing. But isn't it going to be nice to have a guy that understands military, that understands how that military has been misused on some of these missions that we have been on? We don't dare call them wars, folks, because they're not. So if you've got a president of the United States that's doing a new thing on foreign policy, and gosh, let's talk to him rather than try to kill him. And you've got a guy that's in there as Secretary of State that knows the conditions of the war, that knows what's been going on and the mistakes that have been made. Again, folks, you know, we don't have a crystal ball here. Can you predict what's going to happen tomorrow? I can't. Do I have indicators that'll give me a clue as to maybe how things might go? Most assuredly. But it's still not in the history books until it happens. Further stops on Trump's victory tour have yet to be declared, though the president-elect's director of advance, that's what they're calling it. I don't know what the hell that means. They told reporters in November that the tour may take Trump to swing states, which flipped over. Trump managed to win Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida, all states which Barack Obama won in 2008 and 2012. And, you know, the swing states that were flipped over. I mean, folks, here, this is so much a part of our thinking. This is so much a part of our dialectic, our political dialectic. Red states, blue states. Who gives a damn if somebody is a Republican or a Democrat? If they did what? They got out the rule book. Ugh. Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Finding the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
And it's on talk radio. 7 reasons that the corporate media is pro-war. Those that bring up the talking heads from the Pentagon and whatever government source to be sent out to spin tales of woe for us. Can you imagine a single paper or a single TV network that was unequivocally opposed to the American wars carried out by Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yugoslavia, Panama, Grenada, and Vietnam while they were happening, or shortly thereafter, or even opposed to any of these, 2 of these 7 wars? How about just one? Ask Phil Donahue what it is to be on public TV be anti-war. Yeah. In 1968, 6 years into the Vietnam War, the Boston Globe, on February 18th of 1968, surveyed the editorial position of 39 leading U.S. papers concerning the war and found that none advocated a pullout. Has the phrase invasion of Vietnam ever appeared in U.S. mainstream media? Mm-mm. Nope. In 2003, leading cable station MSNBC, well, I don't know about that, but that's the claim, took the much-admired Phil Donahue off the air because of his opposition to the calls for a war in Iraq. Why?
There are seven reasons that the mainstream media and many of the largest alternative media websites are all pro-war. And I have called out those before, the alternative media websites, that you'd swear to God that you're watching Fox News or something, that it's conservative and it's slathered with just enough Christianity and, you know, honor and uniform and let's go kill something. You know, because that's what it really means in this country to be patriotic. Yeah, don a uniform yourself or support those that do and go on killing people for no damn good reason at all. Yeah, I got that. Self-censorship by journalists. There is a tremendous self-censorship by journalists. A survey by the Pew Research Center and the Columbia Journalism Review in 2000 found self-censorship is commonplace in the news media today. About one quarter of the local and national journalists say they have purposely avoided newsworthy stories, while nearly as many acknowledge that they have softened the tone of stories to benefit the interest of their news organizations. Fully 4 in 10, or 41%, admit that they have engaged in either or both of these practices. Similarly, in 2003, survey reveals that 35% of reporters and news executives themselves admitted that journalists avoid newsworthy stories if the story would be embarrassing or damage to the financial interest of the news organization's owners or parent company. And just consider that for a moment and you'll see that that's absolutely true. Several months after 9/11, Dan I'd Rather, which by the way, we have the pleasure, folks, of this guy living in Austin, out on the lake. Dan, you know that high cliff you live on? One of these days, just take that extra step, okay? Please. Can I read about it in the Austin Un-American Statesman that you fell off a cliff? Please. I'm sorry. I shouldn't wish ill on those paid whores. A survey, as I said, similarly, 2003 survey reveals that 35% of the reporters and news executives themselves admitted that journalists avoid newsworthy stories. And you know what? That's partially true, but partially not, because they're already told the subject matter that they are not to touch. So it's not just, this is flipped. It's not the journalists that are avoiding, you know, they would do their stories and bring them to their editors and producers or whatever, and no, you can't do that story. Or here, let's redact this, let's scratch that, let's emphasize this, let's de-emphasize that. Well, you get the idea. Several months after 9/11, Dan Rather told the BBC that American reporters were practicing a form of self-censorship. Yeah, because they knew that if they violated the guidelines of their jobs as being a news person, that guess what? They wouldn't have the job. This story is a little bit slanted, but I'll try to write it for your edification. It is an Open Phone Friday, folks. Are you out there? You still breathing? You still alive? You still going to support this network? Are you awake? Or did you die over the last week?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
Dan, I'd rather told the the BBC several months after 9/11, said there was a time in South Africa that people would put flaming tires around people's necks if they dissented. And in some ways, the fear is that you will be necklaced here. You will have a flaming tire of lack of patriotism put around your neck. Now, it is that fear that keeps journalists from asking the toughest of the tough questions. And again, I'm humbled to say I do not exempt myself from this criticism. What we are talking about here, whether one wants to recognize it or not, or call it by its proper name or not, it's a form of self-censorship. And again, he comes back in 2008 and he says, one of the most pernicious ways in which we do this is through self-censorship, which may be the worst censorship of all. We have seen too much self-censorship in the news in recent years, and as I say this, please know that I do not exempt myself from this criticism. As Mark Twain once said, we write frankly and freely, but then we modify before we print. Why do we modify the free and frank expression of journalistic truth? If you don't know how to answer that to yourself, Mr. Rather, then I'm glad you're no longer sitting behind a news desk. He says we do it out of fear, fear of our jobs, fear that we'll catch hell for it, fear that someone will seek to hang a sign around our neck that says, in essence, unpatriotic. We modify the euphemisms such as collateral damage or less than truthful statements. We modify with passive voice constructions such as mistakes were made. We modify with false equivalencies that provide for bad behavior, the ready-made excuse that everybody's doing it, and sometimes we modify with an eraser simply by removing offending and inconvenient truths from our reporting. Well, we write frankly and freely, but then we modify before we print because the guidelines of your job has already been laid down, Mr. Rather. It's the news corporation's owners that have a specific agenda. They know they have certain bills to pay, and they know that they dare not cross any lines if they become unfavorable. And again, I'll say, just ask Phil Donahue about that. Did you ever see Phil Donahue with another TV gig after the Phil Donahue show? No, you didn't. Effectively blackballed. Why? Not because he was some bastion of, you know, the reincarnation of Jefferson or Washington. No, he just had the timidity. He had the cojones, if you will, to say, you know, this Iraq war is a mistake. And that was our grand kickoff, wasn't it? Iraq. Yes. In nation building. Or was that toppling? Or making money? Keith Oberman agreed that there is self-censorship in the American media and that you can rock the boat, but you can never say that the entire ocean is in trouble. You cannot say, by the way, there's something wrong with our system. Former Washington Post columnist Dan Frumkin, not making it up, the guy was tagged with that moniker, Frumkin, he wrote in 2006, mainstream media political journalism is in danger of becoming increasingly irrelevant. But not because of the internet or even Comedy Central. The threat comes from the inside. It comes from the journalists being afraid to do what journalists were put on this green earth to do. There's an intense pressure to maintain access to insider sources. That is a mouthful right there. Even if those sources become ridiculously unrevealing and oversensitive, or just blatantly lying, here's the script, read it or you're fired. There's the fear of being labeled partisan if one's BS, calling it isn't meted out in precisely equal increments along the political spectrum. And I have no idea what the hell that means. If mainstream media political journalists don't start calling BS more often, then we do risk losing our primacy, if not the comedians, then to the bloggers. I believe that no one is fundamentally more capable of first-rate BS calling than a well-informed beat reporter, whatever their beat. We just need to get to the editors or the corporate culture or the self-censorship or whatever it is out of the way. And we have identified what it is, painstakingly identified it. By the way, SOCOM wanted to invade Mark Dice's studio. Yeah, they were very interested in just showing up with a few people to hang around Mark Dice's place for a couple of days. And they wanted to know that they wanted to know the secret to his popularity on the web. Now, this was an intelligence gathering mission. That's all that it was. They wanted to get in there and take a physical look. They wanted to look at the books on his shelves to see what he was reading. They wanted to get a better feel because, to be honest with you folks, if you think in your little study or in your private little man cave or whatever that you're private, you are not. The information that is already out there paints a pretty clear picture as to your likes, your dislikes, what you read, what you report about, what you talk about. So they are so deer in a headlight phase right now, that people are walking away from their BS. I mean, this program that's going on right now, worldwide, Mr. Zuckerman, yes, of Facebook. You remember the stuff that he stole from a couple of college buddies and made it his own when he was in school? Remember that? Made him a very rich man. He came out, I think it was today, and said that, look, we got to stop this posting of hate and false news. Sorry, Mr. Zuckerberg, it's a little bit too late. And what is happening is they are losing the BS control over the American people and their perceptions that they themselves create. People are walking away from it. And the bottom line here is they're no longer, they are losing very quickly, if not totally, their ability to form your opinions and your perceptions. That's what's really at the root of this. And they don't like it. And they're trying to do something about it. A little bit late, but hey, boys, nice try. Market Watch columnist Brent Arnenz said this in 2013. He says, do you want to know what kind of person makes the best reporter? I'll tell you. A borderline sociopath. Someone smart, inquisitive, stubborn, disorganized, chaotic, and in a perpetual state of simmering rage at the failings of the world. Once upon a time, when you saw people like this in every newsroom in the country, they often had chaotic personal lives, and they died early of cirrhosis or of a heart attack, but they were tough, angry SOBs, and they produced great stories. Do you want to know what kind of people get promoted and succeed in the modern news organizations? Social climbers, networkers, people that are gregarious, who buy into the dominant consensus, who go along to get along and don't ask too many questions, you know, the really awkward questions. They are flexible, well-organized, and happy with life. And it shows. By the way, Megyn Kelly, the boys over at CNN are trying their damnedest to pull Megyn Kelly over to CNN. Now, if you're a Fox watcher and you're still stuck in the Fox fog, you may have noticed something about Megyn Kelly. She is an opportunist. She is a snarky, little self-opinionated wench that somehow got the attention of Roger Ailes. And they gave her the biggest contract that Fox News pays out on. Oh, and you thought it was Sean Hannity. No. Sean Hannity doesn't have the mammary glands, okay? Doesn't look good in a deep V dress. She gets $20 million a year. CNN is having a hard time coughing up $20 million for Megyn Kelly. Now, it may be their best investment because people that have been watching Fox News no longer have a very high opinion of Megyn Kelly. So go ahead, CNN. And you guys are behind the eight ball again, aren't you? That when somebody proves to the world what they are, even though that she, this little, please be kind today, John, this lawyer, she calls herself a journalist, which she is really not. But this snarky little creature, her contract is up in July of next year. Now, because the viewership behind Megyn Kelly has dropped, if I was the head of Fox, what am I going to pay out $20 million a year for somebody that, well, people aren't that interested in watching anymore? So I look for Megyn Kelly to go over to Fox in about 6 months. And to be honest with you, good riddance. You belong there. You belong on CNN. Or why don't you go over to MSNBC? I think that'd be better fitting for her, but hey, not my career choice or what choices she may have left. going back to what Brent Arends said, he said, this is why just in the patch of the financial and economic journalism, so many reporters are happy to report that the U.S. corporations are in great financial shape, even though they have also surging debt, or that the diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds will protect you in all circumstances, even though that this is not the case, or that the defense budgets are being slashed when they aren't, or that the U.S. economy has massively outperformed rivals such as Japan when, on key metrics, it hasn't, or that companies must pay CEOs gazillions of dollars to secure the top talent when they don't need to do any such thing. And such pay is just nothing but plunder. Now, all of these things are consensus opinions, and conventional wisdom, which are repeated over and over again by various commentators and vested interest, yet none of them are true. If you want to be glad-handing politicians, be a glad-handing politician. If you want to be a reporter, then be angry. Ask awkward questions and absolutely hate it when everyone agrees with you. Even the Jerusalem Post wrote last year, any university journalism course will teach that there are two forms of media censorship in the media, censorship and self-censorship. As one online article explains, censorship occurs when a state, political, religious, or private party prohibits information from reaching citizens. Self-censorship occurs when journalists themselves prevent the publication of information because they are fearful of what could happen if they publish certain information. They are fearful of inquiry to themselves or their families, fearful of lawsuit or other economic consequences. And when that doesn't work, you just flat out kill them. Come on. This is the real world. This is the 21st century. Got a problem you can't fix? Just kill it. Or if you can't approach that person and they get, you know, get the idea that they better play ball or else, well, you know where their wife is. You know where their children are. You know where the children go to school. You know, a little haphazard going down the street too fast in a passenger car. All of a sudden your kid becomes a human speed bump. You know, that kind of thing. A 2014 academic article was more alarmist in tone. Mr. Murat Yisil, assistant professor at Turkey's Necmettin İbakan University, I'm surprised I got that out, wrote that self-censorship practices of journalists put the future of journalism in danger. Such practices may be threatening the future of journalism. This past week, Spanish journalists are claiming a new law that protects police officers from having their photographs published will encourage self-censorship. Self-censorship obviously occurs on the web as well in the old media. As Wikipedia notes, self-censorship is the act of censoring or classifying one's own work blog or work, blogs, books, films, so on and so forth, or other means of expression. Now, if journalists do want to speak out about an issue, they are subject to tremendous pressure by their editors and producers to kill the story. In 2000, and now, you see where I'm going with this, folks. You're going to have a clear picture here of why we're the fake news. Because they are the fakers. They are the liars. They are the compromised ones. And they're now starting to fear for their jobs or their big fat contracts, because why the hell you want to pay somebody $20 million a year when nobody wants to sit around and absorb their BS? These people aren't in the business of throwing good money after bad. The 2000 Pew and Columbia Journalism Review survey noted fully half of the investigative journalists surveyed say newsworthy stories are often or sometimes ignored because they conflict with news organizations' economic interest. More than 6 in 10, 61%, believe that corporate owners exert at least a fair amount of influence on decisions about which stories to cover. Really? I think it's a bit higher than that. The Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who uncovered the Iraqi prison torture scandal and the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, Seymour Hersh, he said this: "All the institutions we thought would protect us, particularly the press, but also the military, the bureaucracy, the Congress, they have failed. The courts, the jury's not in yet on the courts, so all the things that we expect would normally carry us through didn't. The biggest failure, I would argue, is the press, because that's the most glaring." Question was put to him, what can be done to fix this media situation? It was a very long pause, and he answered this way: "You'd have to fire or execute 90% of the editors and executives. You'd have to actually start promoting people from the newsrooms to be editors who you didn't think you could control. And they're not going to do that." Take a break here. Open phone Friday. Oh, we got a caller? Hell! I don't know if people are just lazy and don't want to talk anymore, or I'm so interesting they don't want to interrupt me. I think the second part was an ego statement.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store, or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops, or shop Fibromalic.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time: "If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?" That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Mike in Tennessee, you're the first caller up today. Did I wake you up, Mike?
No. I've been patiently waiting. Greetings, John. It's good to be able to talk to you. I was going to call you anyway. I sent you an email regarding a solution to the Dakota Pipeline problem, but I needed to ring an alarm. There's one of the crew who's under attack right now, and I was going to see if the Patriots out there listening might be willing to take a pen and paper and write down a website, go to this website, read this story, and then perhaps call the editor of this newspaper who's still there right now.
Okay.
And ask them, why are you putting this person's face on the front page of your publication and not disclosing what you're claiming they're wanted for? And do a little bit of research and find out that this 51-year-old woman is actually being pursued because she shut down the Canadian court system twice, exposing their corruption and fraud, and the fact that they are supporting the country's kidnapping of Native children and putting them into their foster system so they can profit $300,000 per child and balance the books. I know that's a lot to remember.
Yeah, what's the website?
It's two letters, WL Tribune. If you spell out Tribune, T-R-I-B-U-N-E, but the first two letters is WLTribune.com. The news story, the top story, RCMP searching for woman with outstanding warrants. And I called the RCMP. I said, well, what is she wanted for? Well, we can't tell you. Why not? What has she done? We can't tell you.
Is it a sealed federal warrant?
This woman had a daycare, and she had helped a child that was in the foster program who was staying at her daycare, and when she reported to this lady that her foster family was putting her on drugs and raping her, and that she had ran away for about the eighth time, and this lady took her back to the reserve where she was raised, and for that, they tried to charge her with kidnapping. Well, that charge was dropped. But that's how she met the Chilcotin Nation, and that's how she started finding out the oppression that was going on against these Native Americans. And that's when she had a daycare. The Canadian government stole that from her, shut her down. And so she started for the last 2 years working full-time trying to help these people get their kids back and get on their feet. And she is she was adopted by the Chilcotin Nation, and she was actually appointed as their Chief Justice of the court system that they created, and she's a big thing in their government, the Chilcotin Natives government. The RCMP wants to lock her up and put her in a cage because she's helping them. She doesn't have one drop of Native American blood, but she's one of these, like many of us, that are willing to speak out for a fellow man when they see oppression.
An activist with guts, and they can't stand that. Yeah.
Here's the irony. I talked to the publisher, and I said, you're committing slander. You're not saying what she's charged with, and if you know the story, you know she doesn't deserve this. There is no victim. She's hurt no one. You need to take that down. You don't need to have people out there looking for this woman and helping the corporation. She admitted she knew it was...
Okay, so this WLTribune.com, who is the editor up there? What's the guy's name?
Sarah, and I didn't get her last name, is the editor, and she's on vacation, but the publisher's there. What the irony about this thing is that for her trying to help a child in foster care, look at the article right below that. A teen is found dead. Just got out of the foster program. She's dead within months.
I guess the guy that down in the typeset room didn't get the message that should have been put on a different page. Maybe that guy was out on vacation. All right, the information's out. Mike, thank you so much for your call.
God bless.
Thank you. Hour two coming up. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday.
On Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.